Title, 'Twas the Season to Contract? A year-end review of network negotiations and billing disputes. Content, as 2017 drew to a close, some health plans and healthcare providers across the country were still busy trying to finalize contracts for in-network services for 2018 and beyond. A number of negotiations made the headlines in 2017, highlighting ongoing and emerging issues affecting network contracting. We recap for you some complex deals. In June, UnitedHealthcare and University of Chicago Medicine reached an agreement just a few weeks before the provider was scheduled to go out of network. 1. In September, CarePoint Health and Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey, Horizon, reached an agreement to bring CarePoint in-network, putting an end to CarePoint Health's federal lawsuit against Horizon for $76 million in unpaid out-of-network bills. 2. After months of negotiations, and a failure to meet an October 1 deadline to keep services in-network, Anthem and Hartford Healthcare reached an agreement in November to continue in-network services at Hartford's Connecticut Medical Centers. 3. And, at the beginning of December, Mission Health and Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina reached a new in-network agreement after a six-month-long dispute. 4. In reflecting on this latest season, some common themes arise. Some plans and providers alike are using the threat of contract termination as leverage for contract renegotiations. But that strategy can have unintended consequences for plans, providers, and consumers. 5. Mission Health took this approach when it announced in August that it would terminate its contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina because Blue Cross was not willing to negotiate higher reimbursement rates. While Mission Health wanted to renegotiate its contract, Blue Cross did not want to begin any negotiations until Mission Health fully withdrew its notice of intent to terminate. The contract terminated on October 5, 2017, and the parties ultimately agreed to a new contract that became effective December 15. 6. While the parties ultimately reached a new agreement, the plan, the provider, and thousands of consumers had to deal with the consequences of Mission Health falling out of network for about 2 months. Plans and providers may have different motivations to establish an in-network relationship, but their motivations are not always adverse to one another. Plans often want to bring healthcare providers in-network to establish greater choice and accessibility for enrollees. This also benefits providers, because they are generally advertised as being in-network by the health plan, which may lead more consumer traffic to the providers. Further, network contracting can offer both parties a greater degree of stability. For providers, reaching a compromise on in-network rates can be appealing because it increases the likelihood that the provider will receive a steady stream of income that may not otherwise be available if the provider goes out of network. Accordingly, plans also benefit because they have significant control over calculating the rates to pay to in-network providers and are able to minimize disputes over reimbursement rates. Plans and providers also share the common motivation to come to an agreement to ensure consumer welfare. Consolidation on the part of both plans and providers raises the stakes of contract negotiations, because a single plan or provider is more likely to cover a substantial percentage of consumers in a state. For example, Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina covers 72% of state residents, 7, so bringing providers in-network, or leaving them out-of-network, could affect thousands of consumers. Similarly, Hartford Healthcare's recent contract dispute with Anthem affected thousands of consumers, because Hartford owns, operates, or partners with several hospitals, physician groups, behavioral health providers, and home and senior services providers throughout Connecticut. 8. As consolidation continues in the sector, consumers are likely to experience more limited options, which may provide even more pressure for plans and providers to reach in-network agreements. There is significant public pressure for plans and providers to reach agreement. Contract negotiations between plans and providers often draw scrutiny from local and statewide media, generally focused on the potential negative impacts to consumers. Coverage of the Anthem.